black weather that we're having. So it has been a time of some growing pains. I remember our first person to ever, I think, win a state title was Dennis Lancaster, and I think he was the full sum of our track program back in the 60s. And since then, you know, it's been a very consistent sport. A lot of great athletes have come through the program. We've had a lot of kids go on to college performances and been outstanding there. We've had our growing pains through the years, mainly because of the facilities and the weather and different things like that. But for the most part, a very successful program here in Star Valley. Particularly for me, it was an early start. I was a sophomore in the early 70s when we won our first state track title, and that came without having a track here locally, and everything we did was away from the Valley when we competed.
Now, Ballard, I just want to kind of emphasize that there was no track you guys would run at the fairgrounds, correct?
Yes, we finally had a sand. a sand track, probably about where the new hospital is right now, but they were able to put a 440-yard track. Back in the day, it wasn't metric, and so we had a 440-yard track out there in an oval. Some of the things we did that were kind of interesting for the jumpers particularly, there was no foam pits to land into, so there was an invention of straw bales covered with sawdust that we would jump into as far as the high jump and pole vaulting. And basically the runways for the long jump and triple jump were more or less cow trails in a straight line with a board buried in the ground and sand beyond that. So we've come a long way, baby, for sure.
Well, and then, you know, even there's a title, a state team title that took place in early 80s. There was still no track then either. There's obviously a beautiful facility now at the high school, but it's always kind of been a thing. Had to kind of make do. There was the nice one they put in at the middle school, but it's certainly been an evolution, hasn't it?
It has been. I believe the track that at the middle school was put down in about 1987, and that was the year that, not surprisingly, a lot of the school records were set, just because we did have the facilities finally to set some really good marks. Before that, about the only time we saw a rubberized track is when we went to the BYU Invitational, and this was before Lavelle Edwards Stadium was improved, and they had a rubberized track around the football field there at BYU, and you know, we felt like we had died and gone to heaven when we had a chance to compete on something like that.
Speaking with Ballard Johnson, a longtime coach at Star Valley High School. Now, Coach Johnson, you have been coaching track, and I imagine at some point you probably coached everything over the course of your track and field career, but to me, now you're mainly known as the jumper coach. And what's kind of neat is I've done my job long enough. I look at the marks that your kids will put down in the early part of the season, and I know they're going to be like farther by the end of the season because I know that's your MO. Your kids always improve and listen to what you say. But tell me more about that. How you get the kids to extend themselves and improve themselves, and they love Coach Ballard.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's kind of the neat thing about track, is that our individual results kind of equal team success, you know, as we all put our best efforts forward and we combine that. And so early in my career, I actually did coach the throwers, and I remember setting records with Rulon when he was coming through, and then I switched over about the time Charlie was coming through, Charlie Klinger, and did the jumps. And I think that's actually part of my longevity in this coaching track, is just the technical aspect of the jumps and how each and every athlete has to do something a little bit different to help themselves improve, and we just try to individualize that for each of our athletes and figure out what we're not quite getting and unlearn some bad habits and reteach some things. And yeah, with the hardworking kids that we're able to coach, we find success in that. And like I say, I think that's what's helped me stay active in it and seen a degree of success with the jumpers.
Now, Coach, obviously, having coached for so long in an area where this isn't always possible, I do got to know, with athletes being such, you know, rhythmic personalities, they like to have a certain flow and rhythm to their weekly schedule. And up here, your schedule can turn fluid at any given moment. Have you found a way at this point, or was there ever a time when you struggled with creating a sense of rhythm for anybody, or is that something you just kind of gave up on a long time ago?
No, we definitely have to focus on that, Aaron, as far as trying to keep some basics and a foundational aspect to our workouts and to the things that we do, because they can be interrupted at any time with weather and cancellations of meets and just all kinds of different variables. And so we try to just maintain as a coaching staff that opportunity for the kids to know that there's going to be something solid at practices and that we'll try to get them to those meets that will help them improve. Because overall, again, our goals are for success at the region and state level and for these kids to show their best at that time. So there's definitely an orchestration to that, and we just try to stay with those things that keep us grounded, not get too far out in left field on any one tangent, and it seems to provide some pretty solid success for us.
Of course, you know, we talk about different eras and different things of Star Valley track and field, and of course, Ty Draney has been the head coach now for quite some time and enjoyed tremendous success in a lot of different aspects of it, team-wise and distance-wise and things like that. He always seems to defer to the coaching staff, you guys, that the assistants and such. But you got to look at the success that the program has had the last, you know, 10, 12 years. You go back that far, Ballard, and you go, wow, this track program has really just blossomed. I mean, there's over 140 kids that are competing in track, and there's 4 inches of snow outside right now.
There's no doubt that Coach Ty has really brought a great emphasis. You know, he's a runner for life. He's not only a great coach, but he's been a great runner as well. And that goes clear back to the time I was able to coach him as a high schooler. I did not coach him specifically, but he was on the team. And to watch him through the years become quite a avid ultra runner and different things, he's brought that love of running to especially our distance kids, and they have been the backbone of our track program for, like you says, the last decade at least, and even probably a bit beyond that. A lot of those kids have continued to run in college, and yes, he's brought a very solid reliability to our program in team points that we score in those distance races and relays that really give us a step up and the edge of scoring enough to win meets and the state titles. And that's been a very big thing for our success.
Coach Ballard Johnson, what's next for you? I mean, you're still enjoying it. Your kids still are improving every day, and I mean, you're still doing a great job. What's next? You just keep on going?
Well, for right now, that looks like the plan. You know, I'm not sure how much longer I can ride big yellow buses. Those add a certain challenge to things, but you know, as long as I feel like I'm being productive with the kids and for the kids and being able to establish those, you know, positive relationships with those young people, and it's good both ways, I feel like I've got a little bit more in the tank that way to share and to give. And so as long as, you know, Star Valley High School will have me as a coach, you know, to a degree, I'm all for it.
Well, I know the school very fortunate to have you track football, everything involved. Coach Ballard Johnson, thank you so much for your time, Coach, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today.
You bet. Thank you guys for the time.
If you're looking for a new bank, we're looking forward to serving